Welcome to the daily international OU Tehillim and Physics phone call. This is Naftali Herman from the Orthodox Union. Thank you so much for joining today's call on Yom Shlishi, the 22nd day of the month of Tammuz. Thank you to our wonderful and generous sponsors whose names, as always, are prominently listed in the OU Today daily email. If you would like to sponsor future calls, we are grateful and always appreciate your support. Please visit ou.org/call. That's ou.org/call. The deadline to submit a sponsorship for tomorrow's email is today at 5 p.m. Eastern Time. On behalf of the OU, it is my esteemed honor to introduce Rabbi Avraham Schmidman, Mora d'Asra of the Lower Merion Synagogue in Bella Cynwyd, Pennsylvania, to share Divrei Chizuk, which will be immediately followed by Rabbi Schmidman reciting our daily three chapters of Tehillim, the Mishaberach L'Cholim, and Achinu. We will conclude the call with a brief conversation with Rabbi Schmidman to learn more about his incredible community. Please stay tuned afterwards for information regarding tomorrow's speaker, Bechavod, with great honor, Rabbi Schmidman.
Thank you, Rabbi Herman, for the kind introduction. Before I begin, I'd like to take a moment to extend a deep debt of personal and public gratitude to the outgoing Executive Vice President of the Orthodox Union, Mr. Alan Fagan, and to welcome Rabbi Moshe Hauer as the new Executive Vice President and Rabbi Josh Joseph as the new COO. We wish them both much hatzlacha. And I want to thank Rabbi Herman for all of his efforts in general, and in particular in assuring that this daily call can go on day after day, which it has for over 100 days. Thank you, Rabbi Herman. We are coming to pray. And I think very often when we use the word prayer, it often suggests making a request. Prayer in Judaism, tefillah, is of course comprised of many different expressions of the heart. There is a sense of praise, of hodaya, as expressed in the pasuk, Hodu Lashem Kito, praise God for he is good. There is the sense of making requests for the good of the entire community. We pray, Bonei Yerushalayim, God should build Jerusalem for the Jewish people. There are personal requests that we make. Rifa'enu, heal us, God. We recognize that God is the creator of the universe, Zeifelamasa Bereshis. We recognize that God is the father of our nation, and we often invoke the Exodus from Egypt, for that is the time when the Jewish people as a nation blossomed. Zecher Letzias Mitzrayim. There is a sense of divine providence. We praise God, Asher Hechem Mitzadei Gover, that he prepares the steps of man. We have belief in the future. God is Goal Yisrael, the Redeemer of the Jewish people. We even have the concept of Torah study. Hamlamed Torah L'Amo Yisrael. God is the teacher of Torah to his nation. There is a sense of vidui, of confession, and hence we recite the famous prayer of Shamnu, recognizing our sins. And there are many other expressions of the heart. So how are we to understand tefillah, prayer? There are many ways, but I would like to suggest an expansion of an idea that is found in the famous, arguably the most famous commentary that we have to the Torah, that of the High Middle Age scholar Rashi Isaacides. We find in the 48th chapter of Sefer Bereshis that remarkable encounter, that rendezvous that our forefather Jacob has with his son Yosef. He has not seen his son Joseph in 22 years, and he was sure that he was dead. And when he encounters him, the quote that we have in the Torah is as follows. Ra'o fanecha lo filalti. The seeing of your face, says Yaakov, is something that I dared not consider. And ultimately, I'm blessed because V'hine hera osi Elokim gam esarecha, God has also shown me not only you, but your descendants. But the word filalti is the word that I wish to focus on for a moment. Rashi suggests that it means something of the heart, of thought, of consideration. Yaakov says, lo filalti. I didn't consider it. I didn't think that it was possible. Therefore, lefalel means to consider, to allow to enter into the sphere of knowledge. Lehispalel, in that grammatical form, suggests to equip with knowledge, to prepare with awareness. And therefore, lehispalel Hashem, which is what we are here today to do, to pray to God, is to prepare oneself with the knowledge of God. It is sacred that we can come together this day to pray all over the world to God. Yes, to heal our world, to heal the sick, to bring redemption. But it begins with an awareness of God. And that knowledge and appreciation of God is the gift of prayer. And therefore, let us join Lehispalel Hashem, to pray to God, and hopefully He will answer our prayers. We will begin with the recitation of the 20th Psalm, Perek Chaf. Lam Natzeach Mizmor LeDavid. Ya'ancha Adonai B'yom Tzara, Yisagecha Shem Elohe Yaakov. Yishlach Ezrecha Mikodesh, Mitzion Yisadeka. Yizkor Kol Minchosecha, Ve'ola Secha Yidash Nesela. Yiten Lecha Chil Vavecha, Ve'chol Atzasecha Yimalei. Niranina Bishua Secha, ובשם אלוהינו נדגול, ימלא אדוני כל משאלותיך. אתה ידעתי כי הושיע אדוני משיחו, יענהו משמי קדשו, בגברוס ישעה ימינו. אלה ורכב ואלה וסוסים, ואנחנו בשם אדוני אלוהינו נזכיר. Hema karu v'nafalu, v'anachnu kamnu v'nisodad. Adonai Hoshia, ha'melech ya'aneinu v'yom kareinu. We now proceed to chapter 27, Perek Chof Zion. V'David Adonai orivi yishi mimi ira, Adonai ma'oz chayai mimi efchad. Bikrov olai mareim le'echol es bisari, tzarai vayvay li, hema kashalu v'nafalu. Im tachane olai machane, lo yira libi, im takum olai melchama, bezos anivoteach. Acha shoalti meyeis Adonai, osoch avakesh, Shifti b'veis Adonai kol yimei chayai, lachazos b'noam Adonai ulevaker b'heichalo. Ki yitzbineini b'suko b'yom ra'o, yastireini b'seiser alo, b'tzur yiromimeini. V'yata yarum roshi al oivai svivosai, v'ez b'chov alo zivcheis ru'o, Ashirov Azamara Ladonai. Shma Adonai Koli Ekra V'choneini V'aneini. Lecha Amar Libi Bakshu Fonai Es Ponecha Adonai Avakesh. Al Taster Ponecha Mimeni Al Tat Ba'av Avdecha As Rasiya Yisa, Al Ticheni Val Tazveni Elohei Yishi. Ki Avi Vimi Azavuni Vadonai Yasveni. Oreini Adonai Darkecha Uncheni Barak Mishar Leman Shorirai. Al Titneini Benefesh Tzarai. Ki kamuvi eidei sheker v'yafeach chamas. Lule emanti liroz betuv Adonai bi'eretz chayim. Kavei el Adonai chazak v'yameit libecha v'kavei el Adonai. We proceed with the last of the three sections to be recited, the final mizmor for today, Perek Kuf Lamed, chapter 130. Shir HaMa'alos, Mimamakim, Karasicha Adonai, Adonai Shema V'Koli, Tienes Nechakashuvos, Lekol Tachanunoi, Im Avonos, Tishmarya, Adonai mi ya'amod. Ki imecha selicha lema'an tivarei. Ki visi Adonai kivisa nafshi v'lidvaro cholti. Nafshi l'Adonai mi shomerim laboker, shomerim laboker. Yachel Yisrael el Adonai, ki madina chesed v'arbei imofidus. V'hu yivdes Yisrael mikol avonosov. I will now recite the Misha Berech L'cholim, the prayer for those who are ill. At the pause, please supply the names of those individuals for whom you are davening. Misha Berech Avoseinu, Avram Yitzchak V'Yaakov, Moshe Aaron, Dovra Shlomo, Yivarech V'Rap Es HaCholim. Bavur Shibli Neder Nosnim Tztoka Bavuram, Bizchar Zakodesh Baruch Hu Yimolei Rachma Leyem, Lachlima, Mua Posam, Lachzikam, Lachiyosam. V'yishlach lehem mehera refuah shalema min hashamayim l'chol evreim l'chol gidem b'soch shal Yisrael refuah sa nefesh refuah sa guf hashto bagalov izman kariv v'nomar amen. We conclude with the recitation of Achenu, requesting from God that he see our suffering and that he uplift us to redemption. Achenu kol beis Yisrael anasunim batzor v'shivya ha'omdim bein bayam uvein bayabasha ha'makom yirachem aleihem v'yotzei mitzara l'ravacha u'me'afeila la'oro mishibud l'gula hashtob adalav izman kariv v'nomar amen.
Thank you so much, Rabbi Schmidman. As we transition into the next part of our call, how are you, your family, and wonderful community doing?
Thankfully, on our end, as we are doing as best as could be expected. The average, response might be, other than that, Mrs. Lincoln, how's the play? But I think it's fair to say we're doing as best as could be expected. Thank you for asking.
Happy to hear. Of course, happy to hear. So for those of us who aren't familiar with your community, haven't had the pleasure to visit, could you please provide us with a brief overview, some background on the shul and the community in general?
Sure. Lower Merion is a suburb of Philadelphia, and our shul, a little bit over 60 years old, it is close to 500 families at this point. It was a very small fledgling community when it started. We are a very, very diverse community, and it's reflected in a very wide array of programs. Pre-COVID-19, hopefully afterwards as well. I know a lot of people talk BC before Corona, but hopefully also AC after Corona.
it's a shul that has Pirkei and Benos and Bnei Akiva and NCSY and everything that all of those families represent in our shul. So I would say it's a very, very diverse crowd of people, and it's a very vibrant and active community.
Fantastic. Rabbi Schwindman, how would you say your community has grown from the ongoing pandemic? What's something that's changed or something you believe needs to change? Or perhaps is there a story, COVID-related, something that stands out over the past few months?
That's a great question. And one of the things that I think about often is, in general, I think it's fair to say that our society is very out there. We're out on social media platforms like Instagram and Twitter, and there's an enormous amount of connectivity to a degree that's unprecedented. And what I've found is that COVID-19 has required us to, instead of engage, but to withdraw. And overall, I have to say, our community has, for a very extended period of time, since Purim already, been in a largely withdrawn state. We have started to come back to shul with indoor and outdoor minyanim, but they're socially distanced and there are masks and all kinds of regulations. But that process of recognizing the importance and the need and the ability of withdrawal, I think, is something that is of great value, and in the ways which are appropriate, I hope continue when the world is restored to a healthier place.
And please God, and we hope truly that that will be soon. Lastly, different communities are at different points of their partial openings. Where is your shul currently at the moment, and do you anticipate anything changing in the near future?
Currently, we have indoor and outdoor minyanim, as I mentioned. These minyanim have a lot of requirements, registration, social distancing, masks. The future, I think, is as clear as mud. The only thing that's certain to me about this whole illness and this pandemic is that nobody really knows, nobody really understands. There's obviously been an enormous uptick in many states across our country, in many parts of the world. So you won't get any prognostications from me. We're operating on a cautious level, and we'll proceed as we think is appropriate. But very often it's a game time decision.
I would agree that we've learned one thing, is that we really don't know what to expect for tomorrow, but we certainly will hope and we'll pray for the best. Rabbi Schwindman, thank you so much for being on the call today and for providing us with a brief picture of your wonderful community. As they are with all of Klal Yisrael and of the entire world, our thoughts and our tefillot, our prayers are with you and your community for continued bracha, blessings, success, and good health. We hope and pray that all of our collective efforts for safety, strength, and refuah, for all of those in need, will be answered l'tova. And may the Rabboni Sha'olam, the Master of the World, speedily bring an end to these days of concern and uncertainty. Please join us again tomorrow, Wednesday, at 1 p.m. Eastern Time, for Words of Inspiration, Rabbi Abraham Bogopolsky of Beth Jacob Congregation in San Diego, California. This concludes today's call with hearts full of faith. Stay strong, hopeful, and optimistic, wishing everyone a wonderful, safe, and healthy day.